entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 30th, a new week, a new future, new promises.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing? I know you can't answer me, but why not, you know?
Well, I'm doing great.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wasn't asking you. I was asking the listeners.
Yeah, well.
So you're doing great. That's good.
Yes.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a very good weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For you, that means a lot of action, right?
Well,
a lot of like going out and...
No, I went out only one night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I stayed in with a friend on Friday night and we had dinner and caught up. And then Saturday, walked all over the city. Walked for like 4.5 miles.
Wow, that's
cool. Did errands and stuff.
Like near your house and stuff? And
We walked from like Century City to Beverly Hills, then back through Century City and like all around Century City. And it ended up being 4.5 miles round trip.
Yeah, that's quite a walk, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And then went out with friends Saturday night and Sunday just kind of hung out all day with another friend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Any new episodes of Two Drunk Girls?
Not this weekend. Well, actually, one is going to be live on Thursday, but we didn't film it this weekend.
I see. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you used to say that you do it on Sundays, right?
We usually do.
Oh, you do.
But we banked a couple episodes, so we don't have to do it every Sunday right
now.
Cool.
It's nice that you discipline yourself to do it every week.
Oh, yeah. We have a meeting tonight, actually, to go over several things.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys meet over the show beforehand?
No,
about it?
This is for like everything else we're doing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. You and Lord.
Yeah. Okay. As far as like planning for one episode, prep usually happens like an hour before we film.
Yeah.
So we do research on our topic. We get ready, hair and makeup ready, set everything up, pick our drink of the day, and then we film.
I see.
Filming really only takes 4 minutes because it's a four-minute episode. So
you don't edit it, right? I mean, it goes straight.
We don't edit it as far as like, you know, if we make a mistake or if we, I don't know, all we edit is like graphics. So like our introduction pops up,
so
Two Drunk Girls, and our names pop up on the lower graphic and stuff like that.
But you don't take in and out things and stuff.
No, right? No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
That's cool.
Not us.
Yeah, come on in. Well, we have a couple of guests in the studio. We're going to get to them in a few minutes. And this is going to be an interesting stuff we're going to talk about. So stay tuned. And my weekend was, as usual, not uneventful.
You didn't go bike riding.
Never got to the... But at least I got air in my tires and
that's
my
good.
Bike. So that's a first step.
Yes.
But I did ride a little bit around my house, you know. So not inside the house, but around my neighborhood.
That's great.
Yeah.
So at least you bike rode.
Yeah. And realized that I'm really out of shape.
Awesome.
So I really need to, you know, over the winter, I haven't done much activity. So I do need to, now that it's summer, there's no excuses.
Right.
Right?
No excuses.
And I love riding the bike. So there you go. The only thing that I'm like panicked about is taking my bike on the rack in the car, you know, because although I tighten it very well, and it looks sturdy and everything, I always worry that it's going to fly off on the freeway, you know, and hit somebody and stuff, you know, because, I mean, it only sits like with like four straps and that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't know, but people use these all the time.
Right.
And, you know,
so they work.
No problem. Yeah, they do work. I mean, the times I've used it, it works fine, but I still like when I drive, I'm like, constantly on edge, you know, that something's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Might have to drive a little slower that day.
Yeah, but it's the freeway, you know. You can't really slow it down. But, and plus I, you know, I stay up late. I get up late. It ruins the whole day. So who wants to go to the beach at 1, 2 o'clock? You know, it's very hot.
Yeah.
So, but keep hoping for me, Jen. Maybe one day I will go back to the beach.
I think I gave up.
I know, lots of promises, right?
Yeah.
One place I do want to ride is along the LA River. They call it a river. It's not really a river.
No. Isn't it concrete?
Yeah, but they do call it LA River.
Right.
And they, so there's bike paths and stuff there, but you have to find like a spot where you can actually get in. And that's like in Los Feliz, so that's a drive.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it. They say
not
it's
that bad
cool.
from here.
Yeah. No, no, not at all. And they say it's pretty scenic, although in some places you're like right next to the freeway.
Right.
You know, like literally right next to the freeway. So I don't know. But I'm curious to see what kind of a bike ride that is. But I sure know that if I joined like a group of bikers, man, I wouldn't keep up. I have to practice a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Well, good thing you can ride around your neighborhood.
Yeah. Do you like bikes? Do you ride sometimes?
Well, I mentioned I rode with my family last weekend, and I do like riding bikes. I just hadn't in probably 12 years. So for me, it was kind of like a new experience, or like just to see if I could still do it.
I know.
And I could. I was afraid a little bit of like the hills and the Palisades and like stopping and braking.
Right.
But I was fine. And I'm sure if I keep doing it, I'll be fine.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you never forget how to ride a bike.
No.
But you do need some practice. I mean, I know in the beginning for me, when I first got this bike, it was kind of weird in the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
You have to get used to it.
What and kind also, of bike is it?
It's a Schwinn, I think, or something.
Like a mountain bike?
What it is. No, actually, it's a street bike. They call it hybrid, you know, because it's kind of a sporty bike. It's got 21 speed. But it's not with those bent or those curved handlebars, you know, where you sit really low, the racing bikes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of like in between.
Got it.
It's made more for cruising and, you know. And
I really do want to get a beach cruiser.
Yeah.
I was told that you can get them for cheap on, like, Craigslist.
Probably. I mean, yeah. Or if you go, I mean, this place is like Walmart and stuff. You can probably get some for $50.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be very fancy.
No, I just want a bike, two wheels.
Yeah.
Handlebar.
I know. It would be cool to ride around your neighborhood too, you know.
Well, there's a lot of cars there. It's not really like conducive,
I don't
think. Oh,
that's true. You don't have like parks and stuff.
No, and it's like short blocks. So I don't know that my area is the best, but I am going to go with some friends to the beach in a couple weeks.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing is I want to ride on the street, but it's so dangerous. It scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You know, because the cars are so close. So what I do is sometimes I'll ride on the sidewalk, but you can't ride very fast on the sidewalk.
Right.
You can't really exercise.
No.
Yeah, so I just take small streets and I ride there, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, bike riders, people don't see them, you know. And but I did notice that a lot of towns now are starting to offer bike riders, like the entire lane. You can take up an entire lane. And you're allowed to. There's actually signs that say that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get it because you're going to slow the whole traffic down.
I actually get annoyed when I see bike riders in
right?
the street.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out of my way. I don't remember the rules to deal with you. I don't
you see,
want
that's
you around
the thing,
me.
You know. And it's safer. I feel safer if I ride against the traffic because then I can see what's going to happen. You know, I can be careful and
interesting.
Stuff. Yeah. When they come behind you. It's you don't know what's going to happen,
yeah.
You know.
I have a friend that hit a bike rider once.
Wow.
I mean, the guy was okay, but like,
yeah.
You just don't even, you can't plan for it.
Right.
What if they stop short? What if you stop short? What if they speed up? What if you speed up and they don't understand that you're speeding up and then they hit you? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm afraid of motorcycles too, you know. I mean, you're not protected anywhere, you
right.
know. And with a motorcycle, you're like a missile, like a bullet. So when you're on the freeway, you see these guys riding 90 miles an hour on their bikes between cars. I'm like, God, man, you know. And then you see some videos on Facebook where all these bikers, like, hit themselves and stuff. And I don't know how they survive.
I don't either.
Know how they stay alive.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but I get why some people would do it, I guess.
Yeah. Now, did you ever wonder how they get all these videos from inside the car? I mean, sometimes I wonder.
No.
How did they capture this? How did they capture all these things that are unexpected and unanticipated?
Oh.
They must have like a dash cam.
A lot of people do. Like GoPros. And then like before that, I think they had some other kind of camera that you could set up.
Oh, wow.
Like the flip cam. And then they also had like a mount for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've always wondered about that. You know, I mean, I can understand a cop with cameras,
right.
But you know, yeah. There's all kinds of videos online. I love to watch people like drive like crazy and hit each other and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like in some of those third world countries. You know, where they. Did you ever see those intersections where there's no lights or anything? Just like everybody just kind of goes and
yeah.
it flows.
yeah,
it flows, you know.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, I know.
And it doesn't seem to work out here so much, but
I know.
Hey.
Yeah. Let's see, a couple things. The book Becoming Steve Jobs is coming out tomorrow.
I want to read that.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that. Did you read his biography?
No.
The last book? That was pretty cool. So if you like Steve Jobs, read the previous one too. But I've read just about any book, every book on him. And
what have you learned?
It's very inspiring, you know. That he was sort of like a mixed job, you know. I mean, he was like, no pun intended, right, Steve Jobs. But you know, he was very controlling, you know. He wasn't like the greatest, he wasn't the nicest boss, let's say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You know, he wanted things his way. He was difficult at many times, but he's a genius, you know. That's how people are. Usually they're geniuses, they're a little crooked somewhere, you know.
They like quirky. Lack interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I know. And I just want to bring this up. I guess they say that plus size models sell more bras. So I think I was thinking about this and I thought, well, maybe it's because people can relate to them better, right? Because most people are not model, look like, they don't look like models.
Yeah.
You know, so people look at like, I mean, many people are overweight and stuff, and I guess they want to see somebody like them.
Well, I think it's probably also a harder market to sell to because they need a more specific kind of bra. So like, right. I would say I'm normal size, so or whatever is considered normal, and I can go into Victoria's Secret, pick a bra, and go.
Right.
There's not a whole complicated situation that's involved. It's like a size, a bra, and you leave.
Right.
And I think that when you have a larger situation to deal with, you have to get specific bras or bras that like hold you in or certain sizes that aren't found in normal stores.
Right.
So like Victoria's Secret doesn't carry bigger than double D.
Yeah.
So there are people that are E's, F's, G's, like the, right. Those are real sizes.
Yeah.
And so I think when they see that there are probably brands out there for them.
Yeah, they buy them.
And they're made aware of those brands. They'll probably go out and buy them.
Wow. Yeah. And that's interesting. Yeah, because we are talking about negligee and stuff. But now they're saying that. So they're also saying in the same article that women are more inclined to buy bras when brunettes are in the commercials than when blondes are. Isn't that funny? I mean, you know, that people even research this stuff.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, you know, they want to know if their ads are effective or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Market research. But also, does it say why that is? I mean, do people normally assume that a blonde might have fake boobs? And so if it's a brunette, that her boobs are real and that it will hold her boobs in?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. They're not
I'd love
really
to know the psychology behind that.
Yeah. Well, all we can do is speculate, I guess, you know.
Well, if they're doing the research, I'm curious to see.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to follow up on that article.
Yes.
All right.
Breaking news.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to our guests right now. Enough bullshit for one morning. Let me see. So we have Jonas and Hannah in the studio. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
get
morning.
Close to the mic when you talk. And these guys have an app, right? And is it new? Is it brand new, the app?
Yes, we just launched the app about a week and a half ago.
Oh, really? So it just came out like a little baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you guys work on it?
Oh, gosh, at least 10 months, almost a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So how are you guys involved? Is it your company? You're both like owners in the company?
Yeah, I'm the founder. I actually thought of the app. Hannah's a good friend of mine, and she enhanced the app. She did major enhancements that, you know, I couldn't think of that she did. She's very creative.
I was more on the creative side, so I was more on coming up with additional features that would be useful in the app. And then, you know, on the creative side, we have an animated video that's on YouTube right now. If you just type in social prenup, it's kind of a funny video, spoofing on, you know, relationships and things like that. And so I was more on the side of, you know, helping with those things.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the app is called Social Prenup. Right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So explain to us what the app does.
Social Prenup is a photo consent app that two parties basically have to get each other's consent to post any pictures or video of each other prior to doing so.
Oh, wow. So that's, I mean, that's pretty relevant. I mean, we have a lot of problems and a lot of issues with that stuff, with what they call revenge porn, right?
That's right.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's when people want to humiliate somebody else by posting like nude pictures and videos and things like that.
After they break up.
When they were intimate and stuff, right. You know. So why do you think usually people do that? Do they get it? Do they do it to really purposely get at each other?
Oh, definitely. You know, when a relationship is good, you know, people will share photos with each other and whatnot, share secrets. And then all of a sudden when the relationship goes bad, not just romantic relationships, even but friendships or, you know, yeah, whoever else, all of a sudden everyone's out for blood and they just want to inflict as much pain on that person as possible because they're angry or they're hurt or whatever.
True, huh?
And it's really common. You know, the Huffington Post recently came out with a big article on revenge porn. Some girl that was in a relationship for 4 years, and she woke up one morning, all of a sudden started getting all kinds of calls and emails from friends and family saying, why are there all these naked pictures of you out there?
Wow.
And
how scary, huh?
Very scary. And it's so common these days with social media and, you know, everyone has their phones and pictures going around all the time. People just share pictures like it's nothing. They don't think about it and they don't realize that once you post something, it's on the internet forever. Even if you remove the photo, it's still there.
Right.
I've gone into Google and, you know, looked up Facebook pictures of myself that I posted a long time ago. Nothing incriminating, nothing bad, but pictures that I've removed just because, you know, I just decided after a while, oh, I don't like this picture anymore. And it's still on there on the Google search, even though I removed it.
Yeah,
so
wow.
People don't realize
that.
Interesting,
yeah. And, I know because, I mean, you can ask them to take it down and everything, but there's also programs that let you actually go back in time, right, to see what the website used to look like. And it's still all cached in on Google's computers or whatever, you know. So that's very true. Now, so people try to get back at each other, but, you know, I mean, why would someone do this in the first place? Why would somebody take nude pictures with anybody? You know, I mean, the thing is that, you know, once it's on somebody's phone, even if they don't intend to do it purposely, somebody could get a hold of it.
I think when you're in a relationship, when you're in a place where you really care about someone, you trust them, you don't think that they would ever do that to you.
Right.
And speaking from personal experience, you know, I used to be married. My husband was in Iraq, and he asked for photos. And I did send him, you know, you're married to somebody, you trust them. You think there's no way this person would ever try to do something intentionally to hurt me.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you get divorced or a relationship ends and that trust isn't there anymore. And now they want to use that to get back at you.
Wow.
And I did get threatened.
Really?
On those. I did, absolutely.
Wow.
And we were married and it doesn't matter anymore. Once the relationship goes bad, there's nothing more you can do at that point.
I mean, we see how ugly people can become during divorce and stuff, you know. So
horrible.
So I'm not surprised that, you know, the same person you shared a bed with can suddenly turn on you one day.
So is that where the idea came from, your own personal experience?
No, I mean, that just kind of in the background. When we talked about it and he had the idea, it really hit home for me because I'm like, wow. I mean, I was lucky that he didn't actually end up ever going through with it. But I know people that have had their ex relationship go through with it. So I was just lucky. But, you know, social media clauses are being added into actual marital prenups now because it's becoming such a big deal. There are lawyers out there that are adding these clauses into marital prenups.
Really?
Because there's a need for it.
Yeah, obviously. So, Jonas, when did the idea come to you to do this? You're the founder. You're the one that came up with the idea. How long ago was that you actually thought about this?
The idea came to me about a couple of years ago. It came a little bit differently. I have a lot of friends and we're all on social media, and it wasn't more of a revenge porn idea. It was more of a, when we're all out at a bar drinking, a lot of these guys are very high-end attorneys. They're corporate guys, they're surgeons. They just didn't want that picture out there of them, even at a bar holding a drink.
Right.
So what we would do is we would send each other pictures through text saying, hey, Jonas, is it okay if I put this on my Facebook?
Mm.
Hey, Jonas, is it okay if I put this on Instagram? So we would give each other the go or the no-go, and the light bulb went on. Hey, there needs to be an app that you okay, you know, you approve or disapprove pictures before it goes out into the world.
Right.
So that's how it came about. And then what Hannah came in and she kind of, you know, boosted the whole thing with a contractual agreement that if someone does post it, now they're liable for what damage they may have caused.
I see. So it is legally binding.
It is. We had
attorneys.
And we used we used a very high end. We had two sets of attorneys. One of the set did all the documents. They're also the attorneys for Amazon and eBay. And then we also used this whole idea is now patent pending.
Nice.
So,
nice.
You know, we have also a patent attorney.
Because everybody steals everything from everybody, right?
We don't, yeah.
No, I mean, something like that you have to protect, absolutely. You know.
So how does the function of the app work? Like, would I upload a photo and then send it to my friends and they hit okay or not?
Yeah, so initially you download the app, it's for free, and you... whoever you want to send the contract to. First, you fill in your information and really just a few steps, minor stuff. So once you have your information in, it takes your signature to keep it on the record. And then you choose the person you want to send it to. You put their email address in, and it sends them a notification saying so-and-so wants you to sign this social prenup.
Right.
So once they get the notification, they can agree to your contract via just through the email, or they can also download the app. There's a link on the email where they can download the app and agree through the app. Mm. So after the initial agreement, when you're ready to start getting approvals for pictures through the app, you press a button. It takes you to accesses the photos in your phone. You select the photos that you want to send for approval, and then you send it to that person through the app.
Yeah.
So they sign first, then they see the photos, like, forever. Like, you can just keep sending them things, and then it's an ongoing thing, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what if they say no and you still post it?
So you would be, if they signed your agreement saying that they will not post anything without your permission, then at that point, if they violated the agreement, then they are legally liable for damages. So if your relationship ended, you could actually take them to court and you would have cause to take them to court over it. Now, for most people, if you're friends with somebody and they posted a picture, you're not going to sue them for posting a picture. So we have a new updated version coming out soon called Social Handshake, where it's just like a... you know, like a gentleman's word. Hey, you know, don't post this without my permission. I won't post it without your permission. Mm. It's not really legally binding. It's just more of a courtesy. But the legally binding version is really good for most people that want to protect themselves from a relationship or anything like that.
Like, I have a girlfriend that just posts she posts pictures that are good of her, but everybody else might be like closed eyes, exactly. Cross-eyed, facing the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Or maybe just not even in the picture and she'll tag you. Like, yeah. It's just so bizarre. And you're like,
what are you doing?
Why it's funny. Are you posting that?
You know, it's funny. On our website, we have a website too, socialprenup.com. And on the website, we have something called, what we call the seven deadly sins of social media posting. And one of them is like, what are they? Like, thou shall not post pictures where you look great and everyone else looks like crap. You know,
for example, someone shouldn't post the picture pre-nose job, post-nose job, things like.
Yeah, everyone is so narcissistic these days. It's all about them. And who cares if everyone else looks like crap? And a lot of times it's not you're trying to protect yourself from someone posting something bad about you. Sometimes it's just, hey, the lighting was bad. I look horrible, or my eyes were closed, or, you know, I was at the mall instead of at work and I don't want my boss to know because I called in sick.
Right.
So just little things like that. Just
or like throwback pictures. Like, I'm sorry, I had a unibrow. Like, don't post that. Yeah. That ruins my today image. So no.
Or this was before I got a boob job and no one knows that I got the boob job.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I know people post all kinds of things, you know. I mean, it's amazing, you know. People have no stops, you know. And I think what you're doing is at least bringing people's consciousness to the fact that these things happen, they exist, and you better protect yourself somehow. Yeah.
So
you
know? We're not going to stop everything. You know, it basically we look at the app as a condom of the internet. Mm-hmm. We basically are helping. We're like helping that, protect. Yeah. You know,
right.
So we're not going to, you know, social prenup. And the app is not going to stop you from doing whatever you might end up doing. But will it help control? Yes, absolutely. We're just trying to help control it.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, if I have an agreement with you and you violate the agreement, or if I have an agreement with you and I want to post a picture that you don't agree to, Now, could I still post it? Obviously, right. I can do whatever, and there's not really much you can do about it. But am I going to think twice about it if I know that I'm now liable for all kinds of money? The way that we have the app set up, basically, it's 10% of the previous of the highest earning party's previous year's earnings. So, you know, a celebrity that's worth $10 million, 10% of that is $1 million. Now, right. Are you going to maybe think twice before you post that?
Yeah.
You know, if Chris Brown was out with his, main chick, and then his side chick is over on the side thinking about, hey, maybe I want to get rid of this main chick and become the main chick. I'm going to post this picture in bed with Chris Brown, you know. Maybe she might think twice if she knows how much he's making and she knows she's going to be responsible. And, you know, a lot of times with these celebrities, these girls come after them specifically with the purpose of trying to,
they're extorting.
Extorting, yeah. I couldn't think of the word. So, you know, they think, oh, well, I can just sell this media to the story to the media and make all this money. But now with this damages clause in the contract, anything she might make from selling the story is going to be taken away.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to Jonas and Hannah, and they created the app called Social Prenup, and we're trying to find out how people can protect themselves even a little bit from revenge porn and so forth that is very widespread. Now, I mean, the thing is this, is that so when they go ahead and post, it's not a... it's not a criminal thing, but it's a civil thing, right?
Exactly.
Because you signed a civil contract.
It's a breach of contract.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then some states now are trying to make it illegal, right?
So only 16 states in the United States have built laws now against revenge porn.
Right. But I imagine if you have a contract, it's much easier to execute it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because otherwise you have to depend on the authorities and everything to sue and all that stuff, and it becomes like one big deal. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is you'd rather avoid it in the first place than have to deal with it later.
Exactly. Yeah. Our slogan is practice safe posting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And don't take pictures with anybody. Come on. You know, I mean, what is this? That's why they have Snapchat right now, right? I mean, that's one thing.
Well,
where
even those pictures don't disappear when you delete them. They go into their system or in your phone.
To the servers and stuff. And some people do screen captures also, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it alerts you if somebody takes a screen capture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's too late.
It used to not do that. So when Snapchat came out, it would not alert you when you take a screen picture.
Really?
So now, because of all the heat that they've been getting, because those pictures are actually stored in a cloud, they implemented that feature.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always flattered when someone does it. I'm like, oh, thank you. You want it to last longer. Okay.
You know, it's funny, like with social media, like I know I have Facebook and I use it a lot. If you don't like someone's picture, you can request to have them remove it. So there's all kinds of security settings, but I don't know really how effective they are, because if you and I are friends on Facebook and I post something that you don't necessarily like, you can choose to not have it be on your timeline, and it won't be on your timeline, but it'll still be on my timeline.
Right.
So if we have mutual friends, they're still going to see it on my timeline.
Right.
Or you can request that I can request that you take it down. And it's kind of funny, even the little notifications they have for your reason why you want them to take it down. Like I remember my cousin wanted me to take down a picture one time. She sent me a notification that she, to please remove the picture. And the reason that it listed was, I don't like this picture and it makes me sad. It's really funny. Like,
there you go.
People's reasons for wanting things taken down. But yeah, so there's security settings, but there's not still a whole lot of control that you have over it.
Yeah. That's very cool. So I see it's already on iTunes and everything. So when did you guys release it?
We officially launched it on the 20th of this month.
Oh, this month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
so
launched.
That's very recent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to, do you guys have projections as to how many times it'll be downloaded and everything? I mean, can you have an idea?
We're actually scaling to, we're projecting everything based on coverage.
Okay.
We have a lot of eyes on it and people interested. There's a lot of investors calling us.
Really?
Saying we'd like to invest. So yeah. It's growing. Download numbers are growing day by day.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, there's a million apps in iTunes.
Yeah,
it's so very we're hard. One of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just the concept that we have and we think there's a need in society and, you know, hopefully it grows.
The thing very is, cool, is that yeah. really everybody yeah. needs this because even if you're not on social media, you know people that are.
Right. And they're posting a photo
and they're
of you.
Posting, yeah. So even if you don't post it, they can post it.
Right.
So even if you're, you know, 80-year-old granny who doesn't go on social media, your grandkids are on it. You're most likely your kids are on it. Some of right. your friends. My yeah. grandma's really hip. She takes pictures on Facebook and tags me and, you know, she'll be at a music festival and take a picture and, you know, tag it. She's really hip. So yeah. most grandmas can't be like my
That's
grandma.
True.
They can try,
That's
but.
So did you guys develop this app yourself? I mean, Jonas, you had said that you actually work in a different field altogether. So who yeah. actually built this app?
We had an app developer company in San Francisco build the app. But we were there working nights. Yeah, we both have 9-to-5 jobs. I have my own business. I'm an entrepreneur. Hannah is also in the corporate field for tech. So basically, I would be working on this thing from, I don't know, 8 p.m. to 2, 3 in the morning for the past, you know, year or so.
Wow.
We'd all be on Skype just, you know, yeah. working through right. the night. Yeah.
Very cool. It's nice to collaborate, though, huh?
Yeah.
When you're not doing it on your own and stuff. It gets kind of lonely when you do it on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good because you get two heads are better than one, they
exactly.
say. Now, so is the company only you guys for now? Because you have you outsource all the other stuff, right?
The company is us two. We also have another silent partner involved. But as far as the core company, there's only three people in it. And it's yeah. Hannah, I, and another gentleman.
Very cool. Yeah. You see, and that's the thing. I mean, today you can start businesses like this, be 2-3 people, and still make huge products, you know, because yeah. it's just so easy to distribute and everything today, you know, yeah. to promote and all that.
Well, I think if the idea is good, people will follow.
Right.
I think that's part of it. You know, so we really have this vision that this is needed. I mean,
right.
the reason this came out was really not, it was to fill a void. In right. society, and I think we're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good ingredient for a product to succeed. You know, you don't want to just make something that's nice for you, but nobody's interested, you know. Wow. So now I can't imagine that somebody in a relationship would refuse to sign someone like this, right? Something like this. I mean, I can understand regular prenups, people get offended and all yeah. that stuff. But
right.
this seems like straightforward.
It's pretty basic. I mean, it's... You want to protect each other. So
right.
so if I came to you and said, hey, please sign my social prenup, and in turn in the app, right away we get one back. You don't
right.
even need to ask. It's you give, you get, right?
Right.
So if both parties don't agree, there may be some imbalance there, but both should. I mean, if I signed, I would expect you to sign.
Right. Absolutely. And I don't know why I wouldn't, you know, that's the thing. Because
exactly.
if I don't, I'm saying to you, no, I want
to
have this
you're up to
control
something.
Over you, you know.
I'd be scared because I know you're up to something.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, don't take friggin' pictures, you know.
And you know, we really took a serious issue. And when you download the app, you'll see we tried to make it as lighthearted and fun as possible so that mm-hmm. it makes people less nervous about trying to sign it. So,
right.
You know, our colors are blue and orange. We tried to go for something really different. We have little animated characters. We have that animated video
uh-huh.
that made it funny. So we're just trying to make it a little lighter because it is actually a serious issue.
Yeah. And then as far as the seriousness, it's so serious that we came up with social handshake between, you know, some of your friends that you're really never going to really maybe take them to court or go to mediation. So that one is more of a consent where, hey, you know, my hair is bad or I'm looking bad at this angle or, you know, so forth. So there's the revenge porn section of it. And then there's the just regular photo consent day to day pictures of.
Right. That you don't think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know it's pretty scary, you know, and that's why I mean I for one even before there were apps and stuff, you know, when people just had pictures and cameras and they were taking pictures of each other, I don't have even one nude picture of myself out there because I don't want it to. So it's not to me it's not crucial to the relationship, you know, for you to take nude pictures of me. But now that I have the app, I can actually feel okay about it.
You know, I knew a girl that something similar like this happened to her, but it wasn't anything new. She was just dating a guy for a few weeks, and then the relationship ended, and he was angry because he wasn't ready for it to end. He just took a picture, just normal picture of her face, nothing bad, and right. posted it on social media, and he had like 10,000 followers on Instagram and started yeah. saying, you know, she gave me all these bad... Yeah. You know, diseases and whatever right. else, and just started making up all kinds of nonsense. Now that's illegal yeah. because that's actually
that's
not
defamation,
true.
Right.
But still, once the picture hits social media, the damage is done. Whether or not it's true doesn't matter. It's going to make people think like,
that's
oh,
true.
Who is this person? And it's still going to damage her reputation, even if it's not true. And even if he eventually ended up having to take it down because it wasn't true. But still, right. her face was out there with all these horrible things being said.
Yeah. And people have to really be careful as to what picture they're actually uploading, you know, because sometimes I go on Facebook and I go, okay, load this picture. You browse on your computer. If you just click on the wrong file, man, you're going to post something that you can never take back. You got to be very careful with that, you know? I mean, I've got all kinds of, like, confidential documents and things like that, you know? So somehow I think I need to separate all this stuff, you know, the fun stuff from the business stuff, you know? But yeah. So how does the app work now? I see that... that it takes you like step by step, right, through the process and stuff.
That's right.
Now, so this is like a standard contract that everybody gets, or do you get to customize it in some way?
Well, once you put in your name and your basic information, the contract that our attorneys have made, your info gets plugged into it.
Right.
So it's all done for you. It's very easy. It takes maybe a minute to do.
Wow.
It's pretty quick. We made it quick on purpose because if it's too long and stuff, it would be a little agitating to sit there and put all your info. It does it all automatically after That's you true. First log in.
Very cool. Yeah. Now, when you guys started this, I mean, you have tech background, mm-hmm. right? Do you, Jonas, do you have a tech background?
I have zero tech background.
Zero tech background. So... And that's the thing, though. I mean, that's the amazing thing is, you know, you feel I have the idea, but I know nothing about it, yeah. but I'm still going to do it,
yeah.
you know, and then you find the people that do know about it and will program it for you and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you because I'm looking to update like a new app and things like this. How do you know? I mean, how do you choose somebody to do an app for you? I mean, there's so many developers out
yeah.
there, right? How do you how do you know it's going to work out?
There's tons of developers in the space right now just because apps are such a hot commodity.
Right.
So they're popping up all over. How we found our developers, we interviewed 2-3 different developers. The team that we came up with came through a referral of another friend of mine who built an amazing app, and he was just very happy with them. He's like, these guys are on point. They're, you know, they do work. They're priced well.
Right. So what you're saying is referrals are still the best way
yeah.
to find help yeah. and things like that.
Yeah.
yeah. Just like with doctors and dentists and things like
of
that.
Of course.
You know?
And is your silent partner like the investor, basically?
No. He's just a consultant. He's not an investor. No.
Very cool. So it's nice to have more people talking about it yeah. and thinking different things about it and stuff. Cool. So, Anna, I mean, are you ready to become a millionaire now? I mean, did you set up your life to prepare for this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd be too angry if I became a millionaire. Yeah. I think I could be okay with it.
Right.
But we're not. I mean, honestly, we didn't do it because of the money in mind. We just thought, hey, this would be really, really great. And if the money comes, then that's great. But
yeah.
we're really passionate about the idea.
Right. And that's what entrepreneurship is all about. You know, I mean, you got to love what you want, what you do. You got to really believe in it. And you got to feel like I can't go to bed unless I actually make this happen. You know, and that's what happened to me with the radio station, you know, and then we launched the video channel and I was debating that as well. But if you're passionate about it, it's like you can't wait for the world to see it. You
that's
know,
right.
they all with the money, right?
That's right.
And then it will come too. But so we're talking about the app called Social Prenup, and this will let you sign agreements with friends, spouses, relationships,
family,
everybody you come in contact with who might upload your pictures. And, you know, again, not necessarily for malicious reasons, but just because maybe your friend is an airhead or something and he posts, you know, something you don't want up there, you know.
That's right.
At least this will get them to think every right. time. You know,
it's a good scare tactic.
Yeah, I think that's the point, though. It's a deterrent.
That's
you know?
Right. It's a condom. It's a condom of the internet. Yeah. That's all we are.
Yeah. If they don't mean put a condom over your iPhone, they mean it's just like. Yeah, figuratively speaking. Yeah.
For when we first launched for our promotion, actually, we had condoms made with our logo that said practice safe posting.
Really?
Very cute.
I want to do a helicopter drop and just sprinkle them all over here. Right. You're welcome.
And then half of the world won't even want to talk to you.
You definitely put a billboard in West Hollywood. Yeah.
You give away condoms, man, you're going to be on the margin of society, let me tell you.
We actually got some great feedback. We sent out a lot of condoms to pitch the app.
Right.
And, you know, because there's tons of apps. And it grabbed a lot of attention.
It's a great gimmick, yeah.
Yeah. And they said, you sent me a condom. What is this app? Is this for an app? What is this?
Right.
And then they got, you know, they put it together.
Right. So Hannah, do you handle the marketing more and things like this? And you more into the development part? Or do you share the responsibilities?
Yeah, we kind of share all the responsibilities, but he focuses more on the business side because he's a he's an entrepreneur. He's very successful, so he's better on that side of it. I'm more on the creative and the marketing side. But we did hire an app marketing company to help us with the launch. So they are mainly taking part in that. You know, I scour the internet for cool pictures that would be good to add to our social media. In fact, if you go to Instagram, you'll see we have some pretty funny photos up there that demonstrate the need for our app. And then I kind of try to think of more ways that we can get exposure and things like that.
Sounds good. So you guys have a website for the app too, right?
Socialprenup.com.
Socialprenup.com. So you guys can go there.
You should read the seven deadly sins of social media posting on there. It is quite funny.
So much fun. Did you come up with all of those?
Actually, our app marketing company came up with that. I wish I could take credit for it, but our app marketing came up with that. Yeah, it's pretty funny, though.
Very cool. And the graphics are amazing. You know, I mean, you guys found obviously good people. And so let me just ask you this without getting into to specifics that you're uncomfortable with, but it's like, how do you, did you guys finance this on your own? Did you bring outside people? Because obviously, this is not like child play. I mean, obviously you invested quite a bit in this, you know, in the graphics and the development of the app, in the marketing of it, promoting it and everything. How do you put it together?
Yeah, I mean, I have friends and family who invested in the movement. This was a whole movement.
Really?
And, you know, we put it together. I put in, you know, most of the money. We got loans on, you know, some of the rest of the money. But what's interesting is now is the investment money that believes in this, that there's a need for this, that is coming to the table.
Right.
So it's a little bit, I don't know, you know, who wants to just invest for income and profits, or who really believes in the movement.
Right.
So that's somewhere that I'm kind of stuck at right now.
Right. But you managed to do this on your own. You didn't go on Kickstarter or anything like that, right?
No, we're
I know, I don't believe in those things, you know. It's like really hard to get going on that, and I would say 99% of the people probably don't reach their goals, and it's just embarrassing.
Well, but also, if then you put your idea out there, and then can somebody essentially see it and go do it themselves?
Exactly.
Really?
So one of the reasons we were concerned about is we kind of kept it within,
right.
You know, just until it was launched. That's why we also have pending patent on it. So yeah, you're exactly correct. That's a big scare. Why you don't go on Kickstarter and just put something.
I'm actually developing an app with a friend too, and by developing I mean like we have every piece in like together. We have the developers picked out. We have the whole ideas like completely done, but we don't have the money.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, it's just sitting here. Got to get it made somehow. Need some money.
So then
we don't
want
to do it on Kickstarter because we're like, well, then there goes the idea. Bye.
Right. But maybe you need to bring in someone who's good in those things. Bring him in as a partner. Doesn't
like giving us money. That's what we need.
Equal, exactly.
Somebody who's good at giving money. Call
right.
That's all we need is the money.
But that's the thing. Like he says, you know, there's a lot of investors out there. They're looking for things like this.
But how do you get in touch with them unless you have a product to show?
Well, I think that. you go. There's companies that handle it for you, aren't there? Go ahead. You were going to say something?
There's companies out there that once you show them your product, if they believe in the movement, they'll back you financially, and they'll actually be there for you and consult you during the whole process, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
But do they take a lot of the profit?
They do. I don't know what it is because we didn't go that route, but it's anywhere from 30 to 50% of your...
I would take the 30%. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm okay with giving away
30%. You could always go on Shark Tank.
Yeah, exactly.
We could.
Everyone's go-to.
Right. No, they take a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But
50% is actually pretty good. It's better than 100% of nothing, you know.
I agree with that concept, right. 100%.
You know, so you got to – you're saying it's more income than I have now, and if this person's going to make it happen, I'll do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Too bad I'm not a developer, personally.
You know, initially we wanted to hire a developer and have them, you know, have equity in the company and be a part of it so they could be invested, but – you can't find them these days. Yeah. All the good ones are taken by Google and Facebook and, you know, all the big companies. So they're just impossible to find.
Right. And it's not necessary, I mean, especially in the beginning, to put people on your payroll and stuff, right?
Exactly.
It's better to just outsource it, let people who are good at it do it, and that's it, you know?
That's what
seems to work, I think, you know? So, okay, well, in the last few minutes, we're talking about Social Prenup. It's an app. You can use it on your iPhone, on your Android, right?
We're on both.
Well?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
On both platforms. Yeah. And, that's the thing, is that when you develop, since they're not compatible, you have to do everything twice, right? I mean, I know with our app also, it's like you got to develop it for both. And then when they update one, you have to update your app and all that stuff.
It must be a conspiracy to just get more money. That's what I've come up with.
Very cool. So people can find this on Google Play and the App Store. And you can find out more on the website itself, which is socialprenup.com, a very well-designed website. I like it. I would definitely buy from this. They made a nice logo for you and everything. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And, and keep in mind, folks, I would personally recommend don't take any nude photos of yourself, period. I don't care if you've been married to the man for 20 years, you know. When there's divorce, when there's breakup, people become nasty.
Very
nasty.
You know, it really boggles my mind that you can go from thinking this person is the love of your life, that you're going to spend the rest of your life with them, to all of a sudden you want them to die and be hit by a bus.
It
happens.
True. It really does happen, you know. That's very cool. So now, you guys also have social media and everything.
Yes, I'm
sure people are going to find everything on the website.
We have a Facebook page also and Instagram.
Cool. So you have Instagram too and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure clean pictures over there, right?
Tons of clean.
Yeah.
We're all about being clean.
Yeah, there you go. And protecting yourself with the condom of the internet, folks. That's exactly what it is. So go out and get this. Now, what we didn't ask is how much does the app cost?
The app is completely free to download.
Okay.
5 social prenups are free.
Wow.
So, you know, your 5 people that you think of first, you can send them one. There's no cost. And then we have different packages where if you buy 1 at a time, it's $1. If you buy 100 at a time, they're 10 cents a piece.
Oh, wow.
So what some people do is they see all their followers, say they have 1,000 followers, they'll buy, you know, the 100 pack. And they'll send it to 100 people and only cost them $10. So it becomes 10 cents a piece.
I see.
And the credits are only used for sending the contract. Once the contract is sent, you can have unlimited use of photo sharing, photo consent.
Right.
So if you have a lot of friends, you have to buy a bigger package.
Yeah.
Big friends and family.
Yeah, but at 10 cents a piece, you know.
Oh, that's great.
It's nothing.
So one of
10
the rules.
10 cents to cover your ass?
Even a dollar, yeah.
I mean, hello.
So another interesting aspect is a celebrity came to celebrities. Agent came to us and said, look, if we feel that there might be an interaction now, if this celebrity sent all of his followers one,
right?
Uh-huh. They would feel like they're in tune with them and they're close to them because, I just got a social prenup from so-and-so, right?
Maybe I should do that too with other people.
So, you know how having a lot of followers is cool, right? So the ultimate goal is the more social prenups you have, the cooler you are.
Right. Yes, very cool. Very cool.
Status.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. And I think it's only going to grow for you. So we wish you all the best, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're definitely original and helpful. And I think it's something that is really going to help people. And yeah, you know, now I just wanted to ask, when you so the other person has to have the app too, right? I mean, in order for the contract to happen.
Yeah. So they get an email. Their email, because you know you're going to put their email in. That's how you distinguish them, and then they would be able to download the app from there.
Let me just clarify though. They don't have to have the app to sign to agree to your agreement. If I want to send you a contract, you don't have to have the app to.
You can agree to it
through the email. But if you want to start the photo sharing to get permission, you would have to download the app.
Right,
but it is free. So
cool. So the important thing here is you can upload a picture to get their permission before you upload it? Is that what you were saying?
You need to get the signed contract before you can upload pictures.
No, I know. But then you said you also upload pictures through the app?
Yeah. So when if I send you a picture, say, hey, I want to post this picture of you, you approve it.
Right.
Through the app, I can post directly to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Cool. And you got their specific okay for that picture.
Yeah.
So if they take you to court, there you go.
So yes, it's a streamlined process. You don't have to go from one app to another, because I was going to say that's like...
Exactly.
What if I'm drunk?
Yeah, exactly.
and it kind of eliminates that, oh, okay, now you agreed to this one. Now I'm going to go find that picture in my, you know, from my phone, and maybe I upload the wrong one.
So within,
you just post it directly from there.
Within the app, you can post on your own social media, because it's all they're all inside the app.
Okay, cool. All right, we're totally out of time, folks. Jonas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Hannah, thank you for making all the way down here.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
And good luck with everything.
Yeah, much success to you. And please come back. Let us know how it turns out. I'm really curious. I think you guys will do very well.
We definitely will. And we hope everyone will practice safe posting.
There you go. Safe posting indeed. Okay, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.